With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It may have been the last straw for Israel. A Hamas rocket attack on a border crossing used to deliver aid to Gaza killed several Israeli soldiers and some Palestinians yesterday. Now it appears Israel is readying to send troops into Rafah, the last Hamas stronghold in southern Gaza. The Israeli military is urging civilians to evacuate eastern Rafah. People are being told to move to an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone near the coast. The army says it is expanding assistance into the area, including field hospitals, tents, food and water. All of this comes amid a stall and ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. More federal money for security at houses of worship, with some synagogues reporting being threatened in recent days.
Officials and police in New York say weekend threats to synagogues as well as the Brooklyn Museum are unfounded. Still, Senator Chuck Schumer says the Israel-Hamas war shows a need for extra security.
This is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence, and the state of hate has become a boiling point.
He says $400 million in federal funding is available for any house of worship, not just synagogues, to apply.
So you can actually hire personnel. You can hire security guards as well as get any kind of physical protection you need.
Schumer says so far December had the highest rate of threats to synagogues, 800 nationwide. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, Southeast Texas witnessed hundreds of high water rescues over the weekend as floodwaters rage following days of torrential rains. As the rains ease in Texas, parts of the plains in the Midwest bracing for possible severe weather, including the possibility of tornadoes. Wall Street Dow futures up 90 points. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church makes it official.
After decades of tiptoeing to the left, the denomination has taken the final plunge, formally legalizing gay marriage and the ordination of homosexuals. In fact, the UMC had been allowing both practices and ignoring its own book of discipline for years, prompting thousands of conservative congregations to quit. But the fig leaf was finally discarded at the just-completed General Conference, and the book has been changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas's Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state will not comply with a federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect children from transgenderism. Sanders has signed an executive order stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in the schools. The state is the latest to challenge the Biden administration's efforts to shoehorn transgenderism into historic Title IX civil rights legislation. This is SRN News. Orthodox Easter is celebrated in Ukraine and in Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin joined Orthodox worshippers at Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral for Easter services. Dressed in a dark suit, he stood inside the cathedral, holding a lit red candle. In Ukraine, Priest Ivan, a chaplain of the Ukrainian army, drove to Ukrainian army position in the dead of night. He held a short service with soldiers and blessed Easter cakes that would end up with troops in and around the front lines. Explosions were heard during the service, but Priest Ivan didn't stop praying. The following day, Russia launched a barrage of drones concentrated in Ukraine's east, wounding more than a dozen people. Russia also claimed its troops took control of a village that it said it had been targeting. I'm Karen Chavas.
On Wall Street, the Nasdaq futures are up 51 points. S&P futures ahead 15. More details, srnnews.com.